chapter 2 and verse 2 through 4. Memorial Day is a day to remember all American soldiers who ever given their lives so that we could be free, and I'm thankful for that. It is said that there is a special way to celebrate Memorial Day, visiting a cemetery and placing flags or flowers on the graves of the fallen heroes, by visiting war memorials, by flying the U.S. flag, half-staff, until noon, flying the POW MIA flag, by participating in National Monument Remembrance, and at 3 o'clock to pause and thank those what the true meaning of this day is, those to play taps, by renewing a pledge to aid the widows and widowers and orphans of fallen dead, aid disabled veterans. Today the United States is engaged in an enemy of peace and freedom, and have many of our boys and girls, soldiers, out fighting for our freedom many faraway places as they are today. The names of places get a little too familiar for us, like Afghanistan and Kuwait and Kabul and Iraq and Baghdad and Basra and Mosul and Kabbalah. We speak free of Al-Qaeda and the Sunni Arab militants and the Shiite militants. I don't know about you, but it's certainly been a life-changing experience the last few years. First of all, soldiers must be very brave. He must be willing to fight. Many times even have to die to protect ours as well as our neighbor's freedom. Just outside the national capital, Arlington, Virginia, there's some very special place, a cemetery where many soldiers' bodies are buried. If you go there, you'll see thousands of white crosses making the graves of these brave men and women, marking them. Sometimes those soldiers fall in battle and no one knows his name or her name. At the Arlington National Cemetery, there is a special grave that remembers these great men and women who died for their country, whose names we do not know or maybe never know. It is called the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier with this inscription: "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." It's a very beautiful monument made of white marble, and there's a large white building behind it. And there are special elite soldiers who are chosen to guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier's remains. This tomb is guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, since July the 2nd, 1937. It is a great honor for a soldier to be called to guard this tomb. These soldiers take this post very seriously. They spend 8 hours getting their uniforms ready every day. 8 hours, I said. They get a haircut every other day while they are assigned to guard this tomb. The soldiers want to be their best and look their best and while guarding the tomb, because the memory of the unknown soldiers who have died to protect our freedom did their best for all the United States. These soldiers died so that we can be free. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is the most important monument in America, and I hope that someday you get to see it. Secondly, the Christian, there's another tomb that is even more important than this one. It's a tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ. The tomb was located just outside the city of Jerusalem. It's close to the hill, which is called Calvary, to be called the tomb of the well-known soldier because it once held the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God he is not here, for he is risen. Come see the place where he laid. Today that tomb is not guarded by elite soldiers 24 hours a day without hesitation, because no one lays in it. The soldier Jesus only laid in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights, the soldier Jesus arose from the dead. And the Bible without hesitation tells us that Jesus is in heaven now preparing a home for us to live there someday. Jesus Christ is the most important soldier that ever lived. He is the Son of God. Before he lived here on earth, he lived in heaven. He's the one that created the heavens and the earth. He came to this earth later, knowing that one day that he would die to pay the sin price for the whole world. Even when he lived here on the earth, as a little boy, he was a perfect. He never do anything wrong. He never disobeyed his mother and stepfather. He never fought with his stepbrothers and sisters. He never fought with his friend. He never told a lie. Yet, he chose to die on the cross to pay for our sin, that if we trust him as a Savior, our sins would be forgiven and we would go to heaven. Thank God for the soldier, Jesus Christ. There's an account in the Bible that we read this morning in Matthew chapter 8, in verses 5. Here is a man called the centurion. And this Roman soldier commanded 100 men. This man has lots and lots of servants. And he's a good man. And he even helped the people at Capernaum build a synagogue and a Jewish meeting place. The city leaders told Jesus the centurion was a servant who had a sick and dying servant. And the centurion's favorite servant. And he asked if Jesus would come to his... He asked if Jesus would heal his servant. But he said, I don't want you to come to my house. I'm not worthy for you to come there. The centurion knows what a great man that Jesus Christ was. He's not feel worthy of this great man to come to his house. Centurion knows if you just speak, you can heal him. And when Jesus heard this, he's amazed. It'd be nice to amaze the Lord Jesus Christ once in a while, wouldn't it? Amen. And he was amazed. And he turned to those who were with him and said, I'll tell you that I have found not anyone that has much faith as this centurion has. He has more faith than anyone else I have ever met in Israel. When the centurion friend returned to his house, he found the servant was healed. Jesus healed this servant without even going all the way to the centurion's house. I don't know about you, but we need that faith in Jesus Christ. Just like the centurion did, we need to know that he can help us. And whatever problems we have, he'll answer that prayer. We know also that we can be thankful to Jesus for all the things he does for us and all the things he's given to us. On Memorial Day, we should be so thankful and so grateful for men and women who have given their lives to our country. Soldiers who have, at this moment, fighting and dying so that Americans can live free and others can be free. We're for peace, they're for war. Why don't we take a few minutes today to thank God for our soldiers? Just to think of them. I know some of you in this auditorium today maybe has a loved one. Maybe a son, a daughter. Maybe a husband, a wife that's out serving in our country. You ought to thank God for them. You ought to appreciate them. I know we've got a number of men and our women in our church that are your active military. And we thank God for you. For some of you visitors come into the service and you see the flags on the wall. Those flags were put up when the war started. And we're still at war. Well, the people say we're not. As I traveled across the world last week and left Kathmandu, Nepal, I was scrutinized. I was looked at. I was... went through everything I had before I get on that airplane. Flew into Bangkok, same thing. Before that we could even get into the airport, when we landed at the airport, they put us through security. Before I left that airport, they put me through security. I flew to Narita, Tokyo. And in Tokyo, Japan, when we got there, they put us through security. And just a few hours later, going to the airport, guess what? I mean, going I was still in the airport. They put us through security. And we got to LAX in Los Angeles. Put us through security 3 times. I guess they've done it enough that he's let me go to Salt Lake and into Great Falls without getting checked. But they're serious about it. Our country's serious about keeping us safe. They're doing everything they can to make sure that we do not have a problem. You know, as a Christian, I wish we'd take our security that serious. I wish we'd take our security as serious as that we realize that there are certain things that do come to us as Christians that we should not have or possess. There's some things in our life that we ought to be very careful about that we do not want to bring into our fellow man. When I got to LAX, first thing I asked is, do you have any seeds? Do you have any food? I said, I got some popcorn. Is it popped? I said, yes, and it's fine. It's processed. A couple of years ago, in Nepal, I'd found these tremendous cucumbers. I never ate cucumbers like that in my life. They were just delicious. And so, Brother James Ortiz took me down to a place and I bought some certified seed cucumbers. And I got to LAX airport, and on the little thing it says, do you have any seeds? And I had to tell the truth. And be a farmer boy, I realized that once I got there, I realized I shouldn't have done that because they do not want any. Anybody know what cutthroat is? Down south? See, the government thought it would be a great way to keep your south from blowing away, so they got a whole bunch of this katsu from Japan and planted it. You can almost hear that stuff growing. Y'all know, you ever been down south, you know, every tree is full of it. And so that's why they don't do that. You know, I was thinking about that in a Christian life. You know, a lot of times we bring things in that we think it's not going to hurt our family. We think that it's not going to hurt somebody. But it's not natural for the place as a Christian that we live like and act like. Boy, we ought to be careful of that. Amen. Maybe we ought to put up a security deal when we come into church. Say, okay, no, you can't have that. Leaving church. No, you can't have that. No, leave your bottle there. Man, just buy a brand new bottle of water, get on the plane, they said, throw it away. It's no good. Get inside, pay $2 for the same bottle, amen. I think they're making money on that thing, amen. You can also decide to give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ by receiving Him as your personal Savior today, by giving honor for Him who was faithful in the service to Jesus as a soldier, to the service that He has done for us. We need to work hard to honor Jesus Christ as a soldier of the tomb of the unknown soldiers do. They're honorable. They're careful. They're careful about their dress. They're careful about their walk. They're careful about their haircut. Thank you. They're careful about everything they do and say because they do not want to bring dishonor to the tomb of the unknown soldier. What do we as Christians stand up and rear up and say, that's the way we want to live. Change our lives. We want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ by obeying Him. We want to be faithful to His service. We want to be faithful to His church. We want to be faithful to His giving. We want to be faithful to our attitudes towards Him. You can honor Jesus Christ by obeying Him, by being respectful to His word, by helping others, by being kind one to another, remembering that behind every door that you knock on to tell them about Jesus Christ, there's a broken heart. Let us all be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. So many times we forget it. Last Tuesday I was at Pokhara, and at Pokhara in Nepal, there's a museum to the Gorkha Army. I try every time I go to Nepal to go there. It's awe-inspiring of men and women that gave their life to serve in their country. The Gorkha army is told about a man that was, and they were in Duradong, and they came across India, and England was coming into Nepal to take over Nepal, and they had 20 guns or 20 cannons that were bringing in. 4,000 soldiers just coming to this one small little place that was guarded by 400 Nepali Gorkha. And the fight began. And the night before the fight, the general sent a letter to the Nepali general and said, give up your guns and come peaceably. And they gave him the letter, and he took the letter and tore it up. He said, I don't receive mail after supper. In your face, in other words. And they started bombarding, and all of a sudden, in the midst of the cannon firing, the fodder and the smoke and everything, here comes this Nepalese guy waving his hand, and they stopped. They stopped all the guns. And he came to him, and he had been shot in the face and shattered his jaw, bottom of his jawbone. And they took him in, and they took him to their medics. The medics fixed him up. And two or three weeks later, he requested, listen to this, he requested to go back to Duradong. He said, I want to go back. I want to fight against you. That's courage, isn't it? That's true courage. And many times we as Christians, we forget the world is so tough. So hard, so crazy. And we look at our lives and we say, good night, what in the world are we into? What are we doing this for? What? Why am I serving God? It seems like that I get so much in trouble as everybody else gets in trouble. It seems like the problems and heartaches come to me just as much as they come to anybody else. It seems like even worse. But you forget that we are soldiers of Jesus Christ. To be a soldier, and Paul the Apostle wrote, he said, you endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of hardness coming on. And that's so that other people can watch you and see how you're going to go through this battle. I was at the hospital yesterday. We need to pray for Mrs. Shirley McKeon. Mrs. Shirley McKeon had back surgery, and she's got a terrible, terrible infection. And boy, she said she was about out of her head, so bad. And I was up there, and I went to see her, and then one of the little girls, Ashlyn Rogers, I figured she had some heart trouble. And I went down the emergency room, and now up there, and I'm back down the room. And I come down, I saw one of the guys. He's a flight surgeon for the helicopter. And he saw me. He said, hey, chaplain, how you doing? I said, fine. And he's with our SWAT team and works with us. He said, how you doing? I said, well, I'm doing all right. He said, how's your wife? And I said, well, she's doing good. She's doing good. He said, man, he says, been watching you. Been watching you. You know, the world watches us. How are you going to do with your stuff? What are you going to do in your life when troubles come and heartaches come? You going to live like an atheist? Throw up your hands, scream like a little girl, and take off running? Or are you going to just stand there and just take it and say, by God's grace and His faith, I'm going to serve God no matter what? Are you going to be like Job that says, I will not charge God foolishly? You know, we as Christians, we need to rear up and say, you know what, I'm going to give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to trust Him in everything He says and everything He does because we believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to that centurion, and it is amazing the story how it goes. In Matthew chapter 5, He says, Matthew chapter 8, He says, I'm going to come and heal him. Listen with this man, but speak the word only. He said, I am a man of authority, having soldiers under me. I say unto this man, go, and he goeth. I say to this man, come, and he cometh. And I say to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. I wonder, can Jesus Christ say that about me? Go, and I'll go. Come, and I'll come. To the servant, do this, will I do it. I hope today that God will speak to your heart in a great way, that God would do it in your life and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's coming a day, the Bible says, is appointed out a man wants to die, and then the judgment. Every one of us will stand before a holy God someday. Every one of us, we're going to stand before a holy God someday. And he'll look us straight in the eye. We won't have mommy or daddy with us. It'll just be me and God standing. And he's going to ask us some questions. First question is, what did you do with my son, Jesus? What did you do with me? Are you saved? Are you on your way to heaven? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That word believe is the same word that this centurion said, I believe. I believe you're going to do it. And Jesus Christ said, I'll do it. Jesus died on the cross so that you and I could have everlasting life. And one of these days, our life is going to be over. And what's it going to be? It's going to be heaven? Or it's going to be hell? All you have to do is believe. Sure and simple, isn't it? I talked to a man, and James says, hey, preacher, you know who this guy is? And I said, no, I don't. He said he asked Jesus in his heart 2 years ago when you were here to preach in Nepal. And that's his wife. That's his little boy. I took a picture of him. I said, I want a picture with you. I'd ask the man if he died today, if he'd go to heaven. He said, wasn't sure. And, of course, he invited Jesus Christ as Savior. He lives with a Hindu wife. Beautiful thing. She's just so afraid to ask Jesus in her heart, because if she asks Jesus in her heart, her whole family is done with her. At the graduation of the college and afterwards, they had a little reception. I met her at the door and I said, I'd like to take a picture of you and your husband. And BJ translated for me. I took a picture of them, and every time I look at that picture, I pray that God saves her soul. And I said to her, I want to ask you a question. When your husband asked Jesus in his heart, did he change? Was there a change in the way he acted toward you? She said, oh, yes. I said, you know, you ought to also receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And there will be a change in your life. I said, when your husband was a Hindu, he worshipped over 1 million gods. And these 1 million gods could do nothing. They had eyes that could not see, mouths that could not speak, ears that could not hear, hands that could not do anything, and feet that could not walk. There's 1 million of them. But then he received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. One God who could do everything. Your 1 million gods could do nothing. And when you die, your 1 million gods cannot take you to heaven because they can't do anything. They're just made out of rock and wood. God Almighty, who your husband accepted in his heart, received him as a Savior. He's one God, but can do everything. There's nothing impossible to God. I heard the next day that she went to church with him. You pray for her. I don't care how many gods you serve. There's only one God, Jehovah God, who will save you from your sin. He is the creator of this universe. He's the sustainer of this universe. He's the judge of this universe. And one of these days, the trumpet will blow. and life will be as never before. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He said, I'll take you to heaven. If you don't know Him as your personal Savior, He'll say, depart from me, for you work of iniquity, for I never knew you. And you'll be sent to hell, and you'll burn there forever and ever and ever, where the thirst is not quenched, and the worm dieth not. Most people believe the worm speaks about our soul. Our soul dieth not. And all of us are worms. All of us are sinners. The Bible says this, everything we do is good is bad. But if we invite Him to be our Savior, He'll come in and save us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I pray that you do that today. Father in heaven, thank you for Memorial Weekend. Thank you for what it means to us, for the soldiers, the men and women that serve in our armed forces in America. Ever since the beginning of North America, ever since the beginning of the United States, the colonies, dear God, I pray today that there'd be anyone here that does not know you as their Savior, that they would trust the Almighty God, the God who created this heavens and the earth. I pray today that you'd speak to our hearts. Help us to realize there's a God in heaven that loves us so much, that gave His life. As our men and women give their lives for freedom, Lord, you gave your life for the freedom of sin. And to invite you to come into our hearts. Lord, I pray today it be that day that we would honor the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest of all servants who gave His life for all mankind. I pray, Heavenly Father, you speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want to ask you a couple questions today. You're here today and you say, Preacher, I'm just not sure I'm safe. I'm just not sure I'm on my way to heaven. But boy, I'd sure like to know that. It'd be a great thing to know for sure if I'm on my way to heaven. I want to ask Jesus in my heart. Boy, it'd be a wonderful thing. If you died today, would you go to heaven? Has there been a time in your life you said, God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me all my sins and come into my heart and save me. Has there been a time of that? You need to do that. Jesus promised you heaven if you'd invite Him to come in. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You say, Preacher, I am sure I'd go to heaven. I've asked Jesus Christ to forgive my sins. I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. And if I were to die today, I know I'd go to heaven according to God's Word. You say, Preacher, that's me. Would you lift your hand today and say, that's me, Preacher. I know for sure I'd go to heaven. I've asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I ask Him into my heart. Thank you. You might put your hand on. You hear today and say, Preacher, I don't know that. My friend, God loves you. And He gave His only begotten Son for you. If you'd invite Him to come in, He promises to come into your heart and live there forever. You hear today and say, Preacher, I have not done that. Why don't you right there where you're sitting, pray this prayer. Say, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe You died on the cross and rose on the third day. Come into my heart and save me right now. Holy God in heaven, I pray that You do Your works, Holy Spirit. Lord, there be anyone here today who's not know You, that today would be that day. In Jesus' name. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. I'll be up front here. You're here today and you say, Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. But I'd sure like to know that. I'd sure like to take care of that today. I'd like to get saved today. I'd like to ask Jesus in my heart. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Why don't you come with this? Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven, but I'd sure like to know that. Why don't you come at this time? Say, Preacher, today I'd like to ask Jesus in my heart. Boy, it'd be a terrible thing to go through this life and all of a sudden realize the greatest mistake you ever made was not receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Why don't you ask Him today? You're today and say, Preacher, I've been saved, but I haven't followed Lord and Believer's Baptism. I'm not confessed, Lord, by going down in the water and up out of the water, showing that I believed in Jesus Christ, and now I want to tell everybody that. Why don't you come at this time? Maybe you're here tonight and say, preacher, there's just some things in my life just going crazy. And I don't know which way to turn. I don't know which way to go. Why don't you come? I need some help. I need God to be my Savior today. Sure, I'm saved. I like to be saved. You come. I want to go to heaven someday. Here today, you said, preacher, I need to follow Lord and believers' baptism. I need to do what the Bible says. I need to obey His word. Maybe here today, and say, preacher, we want to become members of this church. This is where we want to serve God at. Why don't you come at this time? See what's going on. There's a little deaf girl over here who asked Jesus in her heart. She has asked Jesus in her heart right now. Glory to God. This is Brooke Wood. She's asked Jesus in her heart. How old, Brooke? Old. 14? Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Now, this is how you clap. Amen. Amen. I wish Jesus was here so she could hear. But he is. And thank God for it. Amen. A lot of story behind that. Amen. Well, my land, it is 12:04. Something wrong with this whole preacher. But anyway, I hope you'll be back tonight. Don't miss the Voices of Praise. I mean, you want to have a good Christian concert tonight. This is it right here, 6 o'clock. Enjoy yourself. It'll be a lot of fun. Then afterwards, hamburgers and hot dogs. They can't get any better than that, amen. And so don't forget to bring your 2-liter of pop and your bag of chips and whatever bag you want to bring with you. That'd be fine. And thank you. All right. Let's close in prayer. Father, bless this time. Thank you for loving us and caring for us. Thank you for Brooke to trust and use our Savior today. And dear God, I pray that this would be a new facet in our lives that we would help these who cannot hear. God bless them. Thank you for loving us and give us a great day today and keep us safe. Bring us back for tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.